Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, March 14, 2024 is Philadelphia Athletics 18, Cleveland Indians 17, 1932. On July 10, 1932, the Philadelphia Athletics defeated the Cleveland Indians 18-17 in 18 innings, in a Major League Baseball game played at League Park in Cleveland. Several records were set during the game. Johnny Burnett of the Indians became the only player to hit safely 9, or even 8, times in a Major League game. Cleveland's 33 hits and the combined number of hits by the two teams, 58, are also Major League records for a single game. Pitcher Eddie Rommel secured the win for the Athletics, pitching an American League record 17 innings in relief after Philadelphia's Lou Cross gave up 3 runs in the first inning. The 29 hits Rommel allowed are a Major League record. The 14 runs against him are also a Major League record for the most allowed by a winning pitcher. Coming into the game, the Athletics, who were the 3-time defending American League champions, trailed the New York Yankees in the standings by 71 halves games. Sunday baseball was still illegal in Philadelphia, forcing the Athletics to make one-game road trips on some Sundays, including July 10. With his pitching staff exhausted by 6 games in the previous 3 days, the owner and manager of the Athletics, Connie Mack, took only 2 pitchers on the train trip to Cleveland, giving the rest of the staff the day off. With no chance of being relieved except by a position player, Rommel pitched with mixed effectiveness, giving up 6 runs in the 7th inning but only 2 runs in the final 9 innings of the game. He aided his own cause by getting 3 hits in 7 at-bats. Cleveland's Wes Farrell took the loss after Jimmy Fox got his 6th hit of the game and then scored. Fox had already batted in 8 runs, having hit 3 home runs and accumulated 16 total bases, tying a record that has since been broken. The victory brought the Athletics to within 6 games of the Yankees, but they came no closer. Philadelphia finished the season in 2nd place, and the Athletics did not win the pennant again for 40 years. Neither Cross nor Rommel pitched in the major leagues after 1932. The July 10 game was the 171st victory of Rommel's MLB career. He never won another major league game. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 052 UTC on Thursday, March 14, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Philadelphia Athletics 18, Cleveland Indians 17. 1932. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Kimberly Standard.